we present Opus Jazz, a history of modern music. The evolution of jazz, as we know it today, closely follows the pattern that all forms of creative expression adhere to. Almost more than any other form of expressive art that does not depend for its impact on words as a method of communicating ideas or feeling to its audience, jazz demonstrates, allows, and intends an unusual latitude, a freedom hitherto unparalleled in the history of creative expression. The basis of all jazz music, or indeed any music form at all, is rhythm. Melody itself is derived from the changing rhythm. You will understand what we mean by this when you consider that various rhythms suggest different pieces of music to us, or in fact various tunes or melodies. Just as the composers of the classic age of music, giants like Beethoven, Brahms, Wagner, and modern composers like Stravinsky and Vaughan Williams sought to portray their feelings or messages by musical form, so do the jazz musicians of today and yesterday. The major difference between the two forms is not difficult to understand. Classical music is so called because it largely adheres to a set form, or classical form. For example, the sonata, symphony, the concerto, and the fugue, to name only a few. The interpretation is therefore bounded by the limits imposed both by the composer and, of course, his interpreter. This is the reason that one seldom hears the same performance of a jazz work, even by the same artists. The feeling and emotion that charges one performance may not be present in the same intensity in the next performance. This is one of the features that stimulates interest in this form of music. As with the other types of expression, jazz was born of very humble parentage. Most people know where, of course, but the register of birth seems to have been on vacation at the time, and so we are left with the elemental idea that it was born in the jungles of Africa. And so it was. To begin with, rhythms were a method of communication, and even today, in another form, they still are. The beatings of the drum carried news of births, deaths, and marriages. There were at this time surprisingly few commercials to contaminate the airwaves, which probably accounts for the efficiency of the service. Still, with no knobs to turn, the natives heard all the programs. It was also the custom to call the members of outlying tribes together for meetings and great social occasions by relaying the message from village to village by drum beats. It is probably this that laid the foundation for party lines as we know them today. The music of the early African took this form also, and sorrow and gladness and all the emotions were expressed by the beating of the drum. So it was that rhythm came to convey emotions. The foundations of jazz were laid even then. The seed was planted, and it waited for the coming of the rains to hasten its germination.